Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your commentator, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Once again, greetings and modulations to all you jazz fans all over the world. Today, Jazz Club USA is taking place at one of the fine jazz spots in New York City, not very far from Times Square in the heart of Manhattan. Lou Tarassi's club, which in the past year or two has become one of the hangouts for the fans of Dixieland jazz. The leader of the band here at the moment is a gentleman whom I'd like to introduce to you in person before he takes over the bandstand, a very famous figure in the annals of Dixieland music and of jazz in general, and still one of the outstanding cornet players of the present day, Jimmy McPartlin.
Good evening, fans all over the world. It's a pleasure to be able to play for you, and we sincerely hope you enjoy our brand of jazz music this evening.
Would you like to tell us first, Jimmy, who is in the present band that you just formed recently for Lou Tarassi's club?
Yes, Leonard, we have on the drums George Wetling, the old Chicago boy who has wonderful beat on drums. And on piano, we have Joe Sullivan. And on the bass fiddle, we have Walter Page, formerly of Count Basie. On the trombone, we have Dickie Wells, also formerly of Count Basie's orchestra. On clarinet, we have Cecil Scott, one of the great jazz men of all time.
Well, that is really an all-star personnel, Jimmy. I've known all those guys myself, of course, for quite a number of years and admired them all, and I'm sure you're going to create some great music for today's Jazz Club show. What's your first number going to be?
The first number we're going to kick around this evening, Leonard, is a tune called Love is Just Around the Corner.
Okay, let's go.
Right on.
Thank you.
Jimmy, as I told our listeners just now when I introduced you, your background in jazz goes quite a long way into the Dixieland annals, and as a matter of fact, I know you were a contemporary of the late, great Bix Beiderbecke. Did you ever work in the same band with him?
Yes, I did, Leonard, right here in New York City when I was a kid, 17 years old. I left Austin High School in Chicago and came here to replace Bix with the Wolverines. That's the band he was playing with at the time. Well, that's, as I say, a few years back.
But you did actually play in the band with him for a while?
Yes, Bix stayed with the band for 1 week so I could get accustomed to the numbers and the band played, and so we naturally played together and had a lot of fun.
Well, do you think that the Bix Beiderbecke legend is justified? He's become so famous and so immortalized in jazz history.
I most certainly do.
How do you feel he would rank today? In fact, what do you think he would do today if he were in the jazz field? Would he be playing more or less the same style? That's a very conjectural thing, I know.
Well, Bix would have to play naturally how he felt. He's a stylist, you know, and I do know that he was a great enough musician to be able to go along with the times and be broad enough to accept anything in the jazz field that is good.
That's right. I feel the same way. As a matter of fact, I feel that we can hear quite a little of the Bix influence in your style today. I'm sure you wouldn't deny it.
I'm very happy about it.
Well, I mean it as a compliment, and I'm sure it is. And as a matter of fact, I'd like to introduce the next number right now. I think you have a blues coming up, one of the famous old blues that probably dates back even farther than the Bix era.
Well, it does. It is the blues. This tune is called the Tin Roof Blues, and it comes from around New Orleans way.
Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Jimmy is an extra added attraction on this show. Beside your own band and beside Joe Sullivan at the piano, I know you have with you your very charming and very talented wife, who is part of one of the most unusual musical and matrimonial teams, and I'd like to have you introduce her on the next number, Marion McPartland at the piano. Won't you tell us what she's going to do, and maybe we'll talk to her in the next number.
Well, very well. We just talked it over, Marion and I did, and we thought it might be apropos to play As Long As We Met in Belgium. By the way, Marion's British, you know.
Yes, I know.
We met in Belgium during the last war, and we got married in Aachen, Germany. So we thought we'd play for our little number together here, Embraceable You by George Gershwin.
Very appropriate. Thank you. That was Embraceable You with Mr. and Mrs. Jimmy McPartland, meaning, of course, Marion McPartland at the piano. Tell me, Marion, how did this matrimonial team work out musically? It's a very unusual thing to find a, shall we say, a modern jazz pianist married to a stylist of the Dixieland school. I know you object to being called the Dixieland and Bob marriage, but how would you describe it?
Well, I don't know, Leonard. It's rather hard to say because so many people have remarked on what an unusual combination it is, but we really don't find it so because we feel that music is music, even though there are several different feelings in music. I mean, I enjoy thoroughly playing with a Dixieland band, and I enjoy all phases of jazz, really, and I think Jimmy does, too.
Is that true, Jimmy?
That's very true, Leonard, very true. I believe in being broad musically, and a thing is played well, whether it's in the modern idiom or the Dixieland or the jazz or swing idiom. If it's played well, I'll enjoy it and like to play it.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Let's listen to some more of it right now. I read recently in one of the European magazines that the subscribers to a magazine called Jazz Review in Germany were all arrested by the Russians. Arrests were made in Berlin and Dresden and other cities. This was a little magazine duplicated by a group of Berlin fans and collectors who call themselves the German Jazz Club. And according to the members of the association, the subscribers were arrested simply because they like to read the paper and they like American jazz. Well, I imagine that Jimmy McPartland, having been in Germany, probably knows how the German people really feel about jazz. You were there in the army during the war, weren't you, Jimmy?
Yes, I was, Leonard. I went through Aachen and, we went all the way through Germany to Pilsen, Czechoslovakia, as a matter of fact. But we came back and around Munich and Steinberg and also Garmisch-Partenkirchen.
Well, then you probably were in a lot of territories where jazz is not considered officially taboo.
Well, at the time, this was in the latter part of 1945, we were in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, and I know that the folks down there, the German people, enjoyed our jazz music very much.
I believe that applies all over, doesn't it?
Well, it did to us, even in Czechoslovakia.
I believe so. I think that's a general feeling, and I don't think anybody's ever going to change that. That last number was Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. And now Marion McPartland rejoins the Jimmy McPartland group to sit in on this next number, Sweet Georgia Brown. Listening to the music here at Lou Terrace's, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And I want to thank Jimmy and Marion McPartland for helping to make this session possible and creating the music here. Jimmy, it was really a big kick.
And it was enjoyable for me, Leonard. I hope the folks all over the world enjoy our jazz music.
You too, Marion. Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed it so much, Leonard.
Well, I just want to say goodbye until next week now. Don't forget that we welcome your program suggestions and comments. Just write to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week and reminding you that the freedom to listen to music includes the freedom to listen to jazz.
Presentation of the Voice of America.